The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Matt Painter. The Boilermakers are 10-2 overall and ranked number 21 in the Associated Press and USA Today coaches' top 25 polls. Purdue will take on Butler in the Crossroads Classic at Bankers Life Fieldhouse this Saturday. Coach Painter, good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks as always, Coach, for joining us. Before we get to questions from the media, can you just start us off with a brief opening statement on your season thus far?
Well, you know, I think in the past couple of weeks, we've really made some improvements. We've had some real quality wins, obviously being able to win against two really good Big Ten teams in Maryland and Northwestern was huge for us. And we got a good win to start the season on the road against Marquette. Anytime you can get a road win, you know, I think that builds some confidence for your guys. We got beat by a good Tennessee team who really did a great job of rebounding the basketball and really just took it to us. And then we got beat the next night by Western Kentucky. I think our guys were, you know, real excited about having, hopefully earning an opportunity to try to win that tournament. And then when we didn't get beat in the first round, that quick turnaround for us was the same as the other team, but we, you know, we simply got outplayed in that next game. I thought Western Kentucky was just better than us and made the necessary plays to win. But I think our guys responded. We got a really good win versus Arizona, who's turned around and got some great wins versus Alabama, Texas A&M, and UNLV. And then we were able to beat Louisville in the ACC Big Ten Challenge and then get the two Big Ten wins and then be able to get two more wins versus in-state schools. And Valparaiso came in here undefeated, and we were able to beat them by 30, which was a great win for us. So all the wins are good. You know, it's one of those things where I think we have older guys and they understand some things, but you also have to relearn some things in this profession. I think we learned some hard lessons in the Bahamas, and you know, we're able to bounce back and win some games in a row. But we know we got a really tough one against Butler. You know, they've had our number through the years, and you know, they've had a great system and really stayed within their own family in terms of the coaches they've had here in the past 20 years, and always have NCAA caliber teams and teams that can grind it. And they have a lot of quickness now. They have good size, and we know it's going to be a tough game for us on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open it up to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Coast.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good.
Matt, I wanted to ask you about the two. How did you like the two Big Ten games the first week of December? How did you like that?
Well, we won, so anytime as a coach when you win games, you know, you're excited, but we easily could have lost both games. We made it a little bit too interesting at the end of the Maryland game. They scored 7 points in 10 seconds after we were up 10 and made it a possession game there at the end, and we were fortunate the guy just missed an open, not really an open three. We contested it, but he still got a pretty good look at it. And then Northwestern, we got a 10-point lead in the first half, and, you know, Chris's group fought back, and it was a nail biter. We had a tough time stopping them at the end of the game and got fortunate that we got our last stop. I don't really look too much into it, you know, where they tell us to play and who we play and all that. And, you know, we'd like to play Indiana twice every year. And I think that's something we've, you know, really fought for. But if we have to play in December, then so be it. And it's not, to me, it's not that big a deal that our tournament's a week earlier and we got to play here. It's just, it's kind of part of it. These guys play a lot of games, you know, before they even get to college, and they'll play three games in one day. I know it's different, but, you know, it was just something you have to do. And just because it's different than your normal routine, and I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's wrong. It's just, it's hard, but we got to kind of take a step back and realize that we have to play more quality games in November and December. I think that needs to be the push, whether we're playing conference games or not. And so it means more, and it also helps our resume as a conference.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Adam Jordy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Matt. I'm just wondering, when you recruited Dakota Mathias, I just wonder if you saw this kind of progression as a potential for him when you looked at maybe a ceiling as a player? And what was it like recruiting him out of Ohio?
Well, he was one of the best high school players I've watched for somebody who, had those, physical attributes. He was just a dominant high school player, the way he could affect the game with his passing and his rebounding, his ability to score the ball and stretch the defense with his range. The thing I didn't see was his ability to defend. He's become a really good defender, and he works very hard at it. I did not see that. He struggled to move laterally, and that was my number one. That was my only concern, really, to be frank with you, when I recruited him. Who does he guard? How does he fit here? I just thought he could do so many other things. He was so smart. He had some health issues when he first got here. He battled mono. He had some other things that kind of plagued him a little bit to start his career. He's fabulous. He's a very, very efficient player. He reminds me, even though they're different players, he reminds me of Robbie Hummel in the fact that, he can get 20 for you and he's happy, and he can get 5 for you and he's happy. He affects the game in other ways. He guards, he passes. He's a good teammate. He's selfless. So, he's just one of those guys that just helps you win basketball games.
When you mention his maybe defensive liabilities out of high school, I know recruiting rankings don't really mean a whole lot in the real world, but do you think that had something to do with him maybe not being a bigger name recruit?
No, I just think that, when you're not as athletic, that you don't get ranked as high. And you sign at Purdue, you don't get ranked as high. It's just one of those things. He goes and signs somewhere else, they'll rank him higher. It's kind of, if you actually pay attention to it, you can see some trends with how guys rank. They kind of they rank more on, the potential and the athleticism than the production. And I recruit towards production. And so then when I've gotten trouble is when I've recruited kind of like they've evaluated. You've got to get guys that can take care of the basketball, make open shots, make their free throws, coachable. You got to check off on those right there. And if you don't check off in some of those, you got to be ultra talented.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Adam. And Coach Painter, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Beautiful. Thank you.